I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The question that we were kind of debating about before was a lot of the premise of this episode was about the home field advantage the Bills have. And that really started in the late 80s and early 90s. And in the episode, there's a stat that from like 88 to 93, they played 55 games in Orchard Park and they only lost six of them. So 49-6 during that stretch. Then you think about even now, they didn't lose a game in Orchard Park last year. In the regular season or in the playoffs, they're a very, very good team at home. I don't think it's a stretch to say, and I know I'm biased here. I think the Bills have the best home field advantage in the NFL. I really do. Like, I think there's some other teams that are in the conversation, but I feel like coming to Orchard Park is a very intimidating experience for other teams.
I 100% agree. You and I have been to a lot of stadiums, almost all the stadiums. I've been to all but three. I don't think there's a better home field advantage in any stadium. It's not just the passion of the fans, how loud they are. And yes, I know that, you know, Kansas City is a very, very, very good home field advantage.
Fantastic. That's, you know, that's the Mount Rushmore.
Right up there. But I'll be a little biased here. And I do think it's the Bills because they're so on top of you, the way that the stadium is configured. You have a little bit more room in Kansas City on the, at the, in the benches over to the, not a lot more room, a little bit more room. I think the way that the stadium is configured, the enclosure of it all, and Kansas City is very similar, but so I think those two teams are right there when it comes to it. No doubt. And we know how wild and crazy, you know, Bills fans can be, and maybe a little too wild and crazy sometimes.
But yeah,
no doubt about it. I agree with that. By the way, a little behind the scenes stuff. The reason why, as Matt referenced, I put not Hallmark in our private chat. Shout out to our producer, Mike Robbie. I've made this mistake a million times. On our graphic, he wrote memories of Hallmark.
Oh, my bad.
That's why I wrote that. And I was letting him know to change. There, right there. Third episode, WKBW. Hi, Mark. It said Hallmark. No worries, Mike. I wanted to let everybody know what we're all referencing here.
We're so chatting off to the watching. Side. Yeah, exactly.
I do it. I've done it a million times, by the way. I've written it that way. Yeah. So I remember 86. I remember when Kelly was signed. I was 14 years old when this happened. I'm sorry, 13 years old. And I remember the day. And I was actually camping in Allegheny with a friend of mine and his family. And I didn't really know much about Kelly as the USFL quarterback, but I knew that the Bills, like, they signed this really great guy that was playing really well over in the USFL. And I kind of knew the name a little bit, but I wasn't like dialed in on the story. I was too young for that, but I knew that he was really good and coming. And everybody was just like, we got to go. I remember his first game. It was against the Jets. It was at home. And watching the game with my parents in my living room, and Kelly throws a swing pass to Greg Bell for his first ever touchdown. And I just remember the crowd going crazy. We're like, wow, this is amazing. This is the Bills, and they're at home, and now the crowd is going wild. And we've seen this never like this before. They lost that game, but obviously they went on to win a lot of games with Jim Kelly. They didn't right away become great. In 2 years later, they go to the AFC Championship game in 88. Then in 89, they lose to the Browns. And that was the start of the no huddle offense, because at the end of that game in the playoffs, they ran it so well. They said, let's just start doing it all the time. I will say though, in the Super Bowl years, they were very, I would I would still argue they had the best home field advantage in the Super Bowl years. It was too tough to win. If you played them in Buffalo in the playoffs, you were done. Like, you could not beat them. They didn't lose a playoff game at home until the late 90s, Jim's last game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what happened, though, every once in a while, Matt, what's interesting to me is they just had a stinker at home. Mm-hmm. They don't really do that now. You know what I mean? Like, they might, but they win the games. I guess, is there a game or two they might have recently? Because if you go back, I remember specifically in 1992, they played a pretty bad Jets team and they lost 24-17 at home to the Jets. The Jets that year were 4-12 and the Bills lose. Mm-hmm. I will say it was the week after Dennis Byrd had been paralyzed, a Jets player, and the Jets were like, they were very emotional coming off a high, and you know, it was a tough situation for everybody. The Bills lost earlier that year. The Bills lost to the Dolphins. In the same year, they went to the Super Bowl 37-10. They lose to the Dolphins. And then 24-17, they lose to a 4-win Jets team. But that, those kinds of losses seem like there was one a year. There wasn't necessarily, but it seemed like there was one a year, or one or two, maybe two over a couple of years.
Yeah. Now the stinkers that come to mind, I don't know if I would qualify it as that, but the Broncos loss a couple of years ago that ultimately got Ken Dorsey fired was the first game that I thought of. They should have won that game and they didn't. So that was one that was probably standout. There was that Colts game from a couple of years ago where they just got their doors blown off in that game. You remember that one? That was, I think, 2019.
Yep.
In that
yep.
season, that was a really strange game.
Yep.
The thing about the team now is it feels like they have a stinker every year, but lately those stinkers have mostly been on the road. None jumps out to me more than the game they lost to the Jags back in the 13-second year. Like that just right. is crazy. I mean, I guess the stinker against the Patriots on Monday Night Football, that wind game.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, that could qualify as well. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, they're the one against the Saints that was terrible, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you just bring that one up? Saints, I don't know if you said that, but Saints
was right. Or, yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was right when the next week was the Peterman game, because they started Peterman the next week. But the Bills would have them every once in a while. But even back then, it was very, very tough. Very, very tough to come to Highmark Stadium, then Rich Stadium, and win a game. And you didn't lose in the playoffs at home. That's the one thing, Matt, where I get asked by a lot of people, we all do, like when we go on for different, we do these different spots, radio spots, TV spots around the country mm-hmm. with other markets. And like, there's not much to ask about the Buffalo Bills anymore, except like, oh, Josh Allen's MVP performance. Can mm-hmm. he do it again? And you know, what's been the changes? They're pretty standard.
Uh-huh.
One question I get sometimes that I do think there's an answer to, like, what's left? Is this Super Bowl or bust? Like, what's left? And I'm like, yes, of course it is, right?
For sure.
But there's one thing left they haven't done. They haven't gotten the one seed. Uh-huh. And I think it's so important for them to get the one seed to go to the Super Bowl, because they don't have to play that first week. And then there's literally, you know, 120 minutes away from getting to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest things that held them back. And I know that they lost that Chiefs game at home in the playoffs, and they lost the Bengals game at home in the playoffs. The Bengals was an outlier to me. I just think that everything piled onto that team and they just completely ran out of gas. The Chiefs game, they missed plays that the Chiefs didn't miss in that game. And to their credit, you know, Mahomes is an absolute unit in the postseason, so that's a tough team to beat. But I feel like if more of these games against the Chiefs were in the playoffs, then maybe they win one of them instead of losing all four of them. Maybe they're 1-3 instead of 0-4. But I feel like the margins are that small, right? Like, they didn't lose in Orchard Park this year. Is the AFC Championship game different if it was played in Orchard Park and not Kansas City? I don't think that's crazy to say, but that's because the Chiefs have been the better team in the regular season and the more consistent team, even though the Bills have beat them. So, yeah, I do think that that's, you know, something that they need to try and do, because, man, do things change. And you also just get so much more of a favorable matchup. Like last year,
yes.
Do you remember who the Chiefs had to play in the second round? Their playoff game.
They played the Houston Texans.
That's a lot easier than the Baltimore Ravens.
Except for one thing, the Texans gave them a good game and a good fight, and they actually got to the quarterback and they made it a game. And if they didn't miss a few kicks, they were in it at the end.
Mm-hmm, but still, I mean, think about this year too.
You'd like, still rather, if you're the Bills, you'd prefer that matchup. I totally agree with that.
Like they've had AFC divisional rounds where they got to beat the Browns.
Yeah.
Right. Like they've had an AFC divisional game where they had to beat, you know, whoever it is, some pretty crummy teams. Not crummy. It's relative. They're in the divisional round. They're still good. It's just comparing them to the level of opponent that the Bills at times have lost to. So yeah, it's definitely what's holding them back. But all credit to the Chiefs here, because they've been able to pull it off. So this year it's so fascinating because they have the chance to do the ultimate storybook ending. Or they have a chance to close the doors on a building that, even though it has been filled with so many incredible memories, has been a very heartbreaking spot for them. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, I know.
What can happen here? They could, what if the dream scenario for you, this is the dream if you're a Bills fan, the last game they play in that stadium is the AFC Championship, and they punch their ticket to go to the Super Bowl. And, oh, by the way, the Super Bowl this year is a couple hours away from where Josh Allen is born. It's his hometown. It would be, I think, his first game back in San Francisco, because the year that they played against the 49ers was actually played against Arizona. He grew up a 49ers fan. Like, it would just be so poetic. Or the most heart – I mean, there's a lot of heartbreaking outcomes here. But what if they host the AFC Championship? Or what if they host the divisional round and they lose? Like – all of us, you're walking out of that building. Not only is the season done, you're going to be, it's just such an incredibly interesting layer that gets added onto the season. And that's actually been a pretty popular question. A lot of people have reached out, hey, why did you do the stadium series now instead of during the season? Because during the season, there's so much stuff going on. There's so much stuff to talk about, right? Like, if the Bills lose week one to the Ravens, do people really want to hear these old stories about the stadium? Probably not. They're probably like, why did they lose to the Ravens? Or what do they got to do to fix things? So it felt important that, you know, we do it now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.